Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here live from the Waverly Hotel in Cobb County, Georgia. I got with me Preeti Iyer, and she is with the TYE program. How are you doing, Preeti?
Good. How about you?
Good. Now, you have your team with you?
Yes.
Is that right? You want to introduce them?
This is, to my left is Prutha Pore, and that is Sneha Iyer sitting at the end.
All right. And you guys are all entrepreneurs now, right? You're official entrepreneurs?
Yes.
Did you start out as entrepreneurs?
No. Actually, through this program, we've developed a stronger sense of kind of what we want to do, and this really appeals to us, so...
So what? How old are you? What grade are you guys in?
We're all in 10th grade.
So you're in 10th grade. Are you in the same high school?
Yes. We're all going to Johns Creek High School right
okay,
now.
Okay. So you're at Johns Creek High School, and you're like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to join this program. Or did your parents force you to do this?
Actually,
I mean, encourage you. I don't mean force.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was encouragement from our parents, too. But once we started doing it, we started realizing that this is something we definitely are interested in.
Now, you have a product. And you built a business plan or created
a
business plan?
Yes, we created a business. Our business is called Cardio Buddy.
Cardio Buddy. And then what's the service or product you guys?
So what we're doing is we're providing a service to enable for early detection of heart attacks so our subscribers can have proactive alerts on their phones and, if necessary, emergency dispatch before they get the heart attack.
So you can tell on my phone, I'll be able to tell?
Like yes, you'll have an ECG patch on your chest.
Okay.
And it will continuously transmit its data for your ECG readings and monitor your vital signs to your phone via Bluetooth. And then from your phone, you can keep track of all your ECG readings, your vital signs, and it can predict if you're going to have a heart attack. And if you are, it will alert you. And if
necessary, call 911.
If necessary, send an emergency dispatch to where you are.
So now, whose idea was this?
It was a collective part from the group. We all kind of had interest in the medical.
So what idea was your first initial idea and you moved to and you landed on this one?
Our first idea was actually quite similar. We had an add-on of biomedical devices to keep at home where you could take weekly checkups to make sure everyone in your family was okay without having to leave your house.
Right.
And then we got into some problems because people might not use it. And then we definitely tailored ourselves towards critical care. We wanted to do this and we felt like this would impact a lot more lives, and this would be a much stronger business model.
Now, so are you selling this product to doctors that they give to their patients, or are you selling it to the patient directly?
A lot of our competitors sell to doctors, and that's something we're trying to do different. We're enabling this technology to, instead of just be available to about the 20,000 cardiac professionals, we want to distribute to the millions in need of cardiac care.
Now, how do I know, like, how do I self-identify myself as somebody who might need this?
Generally, if you're above 40, you are at risk for a heart attack. If we're selling mainly towards people that have reoccurring heart attacks, because around 470,000 people in the U.S.
have had heart attacks?
Have reoccurring
heart
attacks.
Multiple heart attacks.
Yes.
Really?
So you're definitely at much higher risk for a heart attack. So it's tailored towards those kind of people. Also, if you have a risk factor for a heart attack, such as diabetes or high cholesterol, and this actually encompasses 49% of the U.S. population, so it will make.
So now you're selling them this little thing that's going to stick to their chest, and an app that.
Yes, the app is actually free.
That part's free, but you got to keep buying these little sticky things, right?
That's
the money in this.
The electrodes are on either side of the app, and there's one biomodule in the middle that is providing the readings.
Now, did you have to develop all this, or this is still kind of in the figuring it out stage?
Well, since we are looking to provide a solution right away, we have outsourced FDA-approved products to be our vendor for the patch.
So it already exists?
For the patch, it does. So what we're doing is we're taking that and we're turning it into an innovative solution for our problem. So we're creating a network between our subscribers, some data, and also the vital care that they need.
Now, have you built a website for this?
Yes.
And
we have a website.
It's live?
Yes. It's under development, but it is currently live. It's CardioBuddy.com, and we have a Twitter and Facebook page going, so feel free to follow us at CardioBuddy.
And then is your objective, like, say you win this whole competition, now what happens?
We definitely are looking to expand. We've gotten some great feedback from a lot of the judges here, and this whole environment's great, and we are definitely looking to expand and hopefully start this business up.
Now, did anybody think before they got into this that this would really turn into a business, or you thought this was like this thing, this project that my parents thought was a good idea? But
exactly. None of us really realized the value of this whole program and this business, and I think we've gotten a lot of relationships that will help us, and the content from this program is definitely a big takeaway.
Did you open your mind to possibly becoming an entrepreneur later in life rather than maybe go to school and become like a lawyer or something like
that? Exactly. Before this, I was set on medical school, and now I'm kind of reconsidering my options. I like this a lot, and I can do something medically.
I might do both, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I think we all feel that way too.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. This program's really helped us because now we can actually got a taste of the business world. So now we can actually use this and we can actually see if we actually want to go into it.
Now, would you encourage kids to get to go through the program?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, anyone that even thinks that they might not like it. I mean, a few of us, too, we were kind of reluctant to start it. But once you start it, it's an unbelievable program and anyone would like it. Like, despite the field that you want to go into, even if you want to go into engineering, robotics, any of that, this will help you in some way.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of our motivation for starting it. At this day and age in society, entrepreneurship is such a valuable skill to have, even if you are going into other fields. I think the takeaways from this course is definitely something you should have before you go to college.
Now, what was it like to work together as a team?
It
was somebody like the hard worker and then somebody you got to go, come on.
I think we all switched and had our days and moments.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you manage it? Like, you have school, you have work, and you got a life.
Well, I mean, at first, all of us were, like, really busy with school, as you said before. But then eventually, like, as we came closer to the competition, we put so much time and effort into this.
And did your schoolwork suffer at all?
Just a little.
A little bit.
Last week was a pretty work-intensive week.
Yeah, it was.
And then, but we got finals coming up, right?
Yeah, we do. I think we're all very dedicated to school,
sleep
too.
Sleep-deprived a little bit.
If we make it to Vancouver, it's worth it.
Oh, so that's the prize, too? Not only you win money,
there's actually a global competition held in Vancouver this year. So the winner from this competition will go there along with all the other countries.
So now, do you think it was helpful that you went to the same school and you kind of knew each other a little bit?
Actually, this is only half our group.
Oh.
We're a six-person group. We're all girls. And
were you the only all-girl group?
Yeah, we were.
That itself was a big thing we had to overcome, but we enjoyed it a lot. There was a lot of drama.
So you made new friends?
Yeah.
Yes, a lot.
And our relationships have developed a lot, and we've gotten to know each other, and that helped definitely presenting, too. We knew who knew what part, and we knew everything about each other. So the team dynamics was probably incredible.
So you purposely avoided guys in this group?
No, not. We didn't set out with that intention. We just kind of all formed a group, and it worked out.
Now, how did you sort each other out to find your six people?
Well, we did that a long time ago in about November or August, so we didn't really know each other well, but we just kind of trusted our instincts and went together. And it worked out.
Yeah.
Us three knew each other pretty well, and then another group of three girls knew each other, so we're just like, hey, why don't we combine? So then we combined into a big group.
Now, was it hard to get everybody aligned on the same idea?
Oh, that was probably the hardest part, I can tell you that.
Because they had their own idea?
Yes, six different opinions clashing at once. It was very... Yeah.
We all had very strong opinions. We're all very opinionated, so...
And we were so dedicated to choosing our own idea that we didn't really listen to others. But we did eventually get to one solid idea.
So how did that happen?
It took about 4 months to come to a consensus.
4 months?
Yes, and a lot of that was decision-making, refuting ideas, going between ideas.
Because you made the person prove their idea was valid, right?
Yes, and that actually took a long time. We're like, no, what if this happens?
Right.
Plan A, plan B, plan C, probably went to like plan F.
But it was a good time, and you guys are happy you went through this.
Yes, definitely.
And the website, if somebody wanted to learn more?
It's live. It's called CardioBuddy.com, and we have a developed and functioning Twitter page at CardioBuddy and also a Facebook page. So please check us out.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at TICON Southeast 2014.